Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Web After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here. Bill's coming up on 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our top leadership experts. He's the Chief Encouragement Officer over at Giant Leap Consulting. He's the author of all the important books on leadership. Leadership Opens Doors, Courage Goes to Work, A Leadership Kick in the You-Know-What, and a bunch of other stuff that he's written, including a new book all about the leadership killer. He's our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. And I tell you every time I come on that I think half the reason I'm here is to talk to you. The other half is the bump music. And VR playing, Van Halen. I'm into it.
Well, I'm a frustrated DJ. I was listening to the DJs when we really had DJs. So I'm still, this is sort of my part of my extended midlife crisis. Hey, Bill, I'm glad you're here. Congratulations on the leadership killer. What is a leadership killer?
Oh, well, thanks so much, Jim. I'll tell you, I feel good about this book because, as you know, I co-authored it with a buddy of mine who he and I knew each other in college, John Havlick. Mm-hmm. And he was a great swimmer. In fact, he's in the West Virginia University Sports Hall of Fame for swimming and later became part of the Legend Society. But he and I had, sort of departed back there in 1980. And hadn't seen each other in about 25 years, we reconnected at an alumni event and shared the commonality about leadership because, as you know, I work with leaders. I design, develop, and deliver leadership programs. And John went off and became a Navy SEAL for 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we reconnected on the idea of leadership, and we started sending each
He was a Navy SEAL when Navy SEALs weren't cool, when most people didn't even know there was one.
You got it, man. I mean, and he's sealed to the core. He lives the SEAL code, and he's not about flash, and he's not going to be, putting his secrets out there. And he and I started text messaging stories about leadership because we were both interested in the topic. But slowly, those stories that we were sending each other were taking a negative turn, and he and I were both disturbed by that.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of localized it back to the original concept of poor leadership, and that is the leadership killer, the most lethal leadership attribute. When you clear away everything, the most lethal leadership attribute that will take down the leader eventually and do a lot of damage in the long run in the process of taking down the leader is hubris. Hubris.
Mm-hmm.
An ancient Greek word, the simplest way to say it is dangerous overconfidence. You can just maybe substitute the word arrogance, but hubris. When a leader is all about themselves and not about the people that they are leading, they can get away with it for a period of time, but eventually there'll be a reverberation, and that leader will.
What does hubris look like? What would be an example of hubris?
Yeah. So we have plenty of examples in the book. I'll give you an example, just a quick example. Travis Kalanick was the person who founded Uber. The guy was not ego-free. All you need to do is go on YouTube and put the word cocky or arrogant Travis Kalanick, and you'll find all sorts of videos, including one where he gets into an argument with his own Uber driver and can't resist the need to argue with the guy. Eventually, his cocky behavior and what he developed was called a bro culture. A culture full of sort of sexism, for example, and ego. Eventually, he's forced out of his own company. The company he found, his board of directors gets rid of him and has to do a lot of cleanup work now around that bro culture to try to dismantle it.
And, folks, this is a man who was genius enough to start a major disrupting organization and take it worldwide, but couldn't even find the humility to be able to stay in control, to be able to stay at the head of his own baby. Now, that is if there ever was a leadership killer, that's a classic example.
Exactly, exactly. And
we're seeing it now with Elon Musk, aren't we?
You know, Elon Musk to me seems off the rails. Like I worry about his own mental well-being and mental health. When he smoked pot with Joe Rogan on his show, I mean, that was just, he was like, what's wrong with that guy? Another example, you know, the book has a lot of male examples. The book is really sort of male-focused, simply because I think it's more common among males and it's, you know, more common right now among males. But there are certainly female examples of where the killer has taken over. And another example, very similar to Travis Kalanick, is Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and CEO of blood testing startup Theranos.
Oh, yeah. That was a good example of that. That just happened.
You know, that became one of those unicorns that's valued over $1 billion really quickly.
But we now know there was no ethics in their business.
Exactly. No ethics. There were plenty of lies. She was a great salesperson in being convincing in the way she told her lies. Right. But eventually, she had to make a fraud settlement with the SEC. She's banned from serving as an officer or a director on any public company anywhere in the world. She was, you know, the federal grand jury indicted her and another person, the COO, on 9 counts of wire fraud and 2 counts of conspiracy. And the FBI is currently investigating other wrongdoing. And the company imploded. So it's this kind of ego-based leadership. Look,
and we'll never know if managed properly without the hubris. We'll never know if maybe over 3 years longer they could have actually done something that was war breaking. That was healing. That was a good product. We'll never know that now.
You know that, and that to me is one of the
lost
most
opportunity. Hubris caused lost opportunity.
Thank you very much, and that's exactly it. It's the lost potential that if the hubris weren't there or were held at bay,
right?
Think of what could have been done with those companies.
One of the things we know about most people with hubris, where it takes them down, if you take away the hubris, at least you take away, say, half of it, the dangerous part, because all hubris has a pendulum swing. Half of it is what got them there, and the other half is what took them down. But when you look behind all that, is a highly talented person, right?
Oh, I think so. And this is why it comes down to self-management and self-discipline. I think all of us have the potential to move towards hubris. And without
I want to talk about that pendulum, the paradox. That's what one of the big things about this, the leadership killer. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.